Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
COVID report. Let us find out the state of the pandemic with Dr. Daniel Israel. Dr. Daniel, are you with us?
Nice to be with you, Benji.
Yes, Dr. Daniel is a general practitioner at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at the Bloomberg Medical Center. And we chat to him about what is going on with COVID. Now, Daniel, if you want to get lots of followers for all the wrong reasons on Twitter, what you do is you start talking about lockdowns because it gets people very hot under the collar, over the collar, in all sorts of places. And so we're going to do that today. So I take no responsibility, but we're going to be talking about Austria's new lockdown. Is there anything that we can learn? Because the COVID pandemic has been getting pretty big in Europe.
Absolutely, Benji. We saw, if you think a few months back, the first part of the world that opened up in terms of travel and just easing restrictions was Europe. And interestingly, Europe actually has been almost the leader or the one step ahead in terms of, you know, the next Tetris block coming in the COVID game. And we've seen now this week that Austria has been one of the first countries in Europe to start with another lockdown post-vaccine. So all the other lockdowns were before the vaccine time, and now they've reimposed a lockdown. But what's been really interesting with Austria is that they have imposed a lockdown where only unvaccinated people have to be locked down. The thought process being that, well, first it's to make people get vaccinated, but secondly, that people who are going to be more vulnerable will be those who haven't vaccinated. So about 65% of the Austrian population is vaccinated. The remaining 35% are not. And those people have now, from this week, much harsher lockdown measures at them. Now, that you can contrast with a country like the Netherlands, which has also started a lockdown this week, but they've done a more uniform, probably lighter lockdown, but right across their population. And what's interesting is as we go into – and we will go into, we've been discussing this with Simon, another wave in South Africa. What will South Africa do? Because it doesn't really make sense to apply the same measures of lockdown to people who have been vaccinated versus those who haven't.
Yeah, and it's very interesting, Daniel, when we have a look at it that way. I mean, people who are opposed to this sort of thing say, look, you know, the virus can be spread via vaccinated people anyway. So why are we bothering with them? I mean, what's your sense of that in terms of viral spread, in terms of vaccinated versus unvaccinated?
So it's absolutely true that people who have been vaccinated can get and spread COVID. In our own practice in the last week or two, we've had a few COVID cases. We've sent for tests, and when we've called them to tell them they do have COVID, most of them are vaccinated. But we have seen from the data that people who do get vaccinated are at much less chance of getting and spreading it. One of the profs of internal medicine pitched it at about 50%. But the interesting thing vis-a-vis a lockdown here is not only to stop the spread, but if we looked at the model of protecting the vulnerable, we would have a situation where even if COVID doesn't go away in the end and we land up having to live with it, people who are protected are able to relatively carry on with their lives, whereas those who are more vulnerable have to lock down. And I think that it makes logical sense in terms of the vaccines and their effectiveness.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. Going to have to leave it there. Dr. Daniel Israel, General Practitioner at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bloomberg Medical Center. Thank you so much for joining us.